The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppinfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What's going on, guys? This is Chris Albert, the Warrior Soul Podcast. And to be honest with you, I didn't have a set plan when I hit record. I just had the need to reach out to you, to talk with you. And as with a lot of things that I've done in my life, this podcast, I'm always learning as I go along. I'm learning more about you, my listeners. I'm learning more about life. I'm learning more about everything. And, you know, the past few weeks, it's been absolutely crazy. It's been insane. The COVID-19 shutdown, the pandemic, the chaos that's ensued because of this situation has been absolutely unreal. I don't think any of us thought on January 1st, 2020, that this year was going to be like this. But here we are. And, you know, when in times like this, it's easy to lose sight of things. And right now, I'm actually in the process of moving. You know, just before the COVID-19 pandemic happened, I got a notification from my landlord that said, hey, he wants to move back into the house and that he wanted me and my girlfriend, Shauna, to vacate. And, you know, at first I was crushed because I absolutely love this place. In so many ways, me living in the house that I'm in coincides with the creation and conceptualization of this podcast, right? This is where I recorded the first episode. This is where I recorded every episode after that for 5 straight years. And there's been a whole lot of growth in that period. There's been a whole lot of lessons learned. There's been really, really great days. And I'm not going to lie, there's been some really, really bad days. But what I want you to understand here is that I have gotten as much or more out of doing this podcast as I think many of you have. And I hope, I'd like to think that those of you who listen regularly are getting a lot out of it, but I've learned so much. I've learned so much about people. I've learned so much about success. I've learned so much about our community, the veteran community. And, you know, I think that in times like this, times when the world seems like it's being turned on its head, it's more important than ever for communities like ours, people who've done what we've done, people who've seen what we've seen, people who know what life can be like at its worst, and who know how precious life is. It's important for communities like ours to take a stand. And that's been a lot of my focus over the past few weeks. I'm leaving California. I am getting out of this state. And I know that California has its own connotations, its own conceptions. I've enjoyed living here. I love the land. The nature here is absolutely gorgeous. I love the mountains. It's one of the most beautiful states that I've ever been in, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in. At the same time, it's also one of the most governmentally mismanaged places I've ever been in. And, you know, it's a very tough place to run a business if you're a small business owner. It's a very tough place to try to get ahead. And that's not necessarily because things are tough business-wise. It's because there's a lot of limitations that get put on small businesses here. A lot of tax obligation. And for those reasons and others, because I'm doing some other things where I'm going, but for those reasons, I'm leaving. I'll be heading to the state of Florida. I'm going to settle in Fort Lauderdale. And I am taking a position with a company, a really outstanding company out there. And what I want you to understand about this is that, you know, though those changes are occurring, this podcast is going to continue. My commitment to you is to continue to publish as much or more than I was before. And, you know, that's because this podcast has become the most important thing to me. This is what I want to leave here on this earth. And, you know, the big thing as far as the podcast goes is that I truly believe in the work we're doing here. I truly believe in empowering the veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. I truly believe in the power of this community to transform this country. And, you know, I didn't always see it that way. When I first started this show, I didn't quite understand the amount of work that would be involved. And had I known how much work it would be, I probably wouldn't have started, to be honest with you. But as I've moved forward, you know, there's been months when I thought nobody was listening, where I'd look at the stats, the analytics, and it seemed like there was a problem. Was this thing getting out to people? Was there some sort of glitch? And then just every single time when I thought about stopping the show, every single time when I thought, you know what, maybe it's time to hang it up, I would get a message. And that message would be from a veteran who had been in a really bad place, who wanted to reach out to me because they'd listened to an episode and the episode helped them in some way. And it's something funny. You know, this is why I believe in God. And you can call it God, you can call it a higher power. I call it God. This is why I believe in God. Because, like I said, literally every single time I thought about hanging it up, there would be a message there for me. And every time I got one of those messages, it gave me new power, new new energy to continue this mission. And that's why I can't ever stop this show. That's why I can't ever quit the Warrior Soul podcast, because I know that this is my mission here on this earth. And it doesn't matter to me whether I'm broadcasting to millions of people or thousands of people or just a few hundred or a few dozen. To know that my words and the content that we produce on this show, that the interviews that so many awesome guests have graciously given here on this show, to know that those are helping you, that's everything to me. So I just want to say this, you know, and I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with this show. And thank you for spreading the word. Like I always said, I don't care if you spend a dime with me. I don't care if you spend a dime on Warrior Soul. I don't care if you buy a t-shirt. I don't care what you do in terms of monetary value. But please continue to help spread the word and continue to tell people that this show exists, because we're on a mission here and we are going to continue to empower the veteran community and continue to work to make this country great for us, for our kids, and for future generations. Thank you guys so much. For those of you out in Florida, feel free to reach out. If you're in Fort Lauderdale, definitely reach out. I'd love to meet up with you guys when I get down there, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. Get out there and live your best lives while you can. I'll be back at you soon with some more awesome content, and I am out.